This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, courting trouble, people. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. If it's said under oath on the TV show People's Court, it's got to be true, doesn't it? Well, people, I hate to disappoint you, but what's introduced into evidence on People's Court may never see the light of day in real court. This case involved a fight over a rent-controlled apartment in New York City, which is the mecca of battles over rent-controlled apartments. Vacancies have to be filled from long waiting lists, except in the case of relatives who lived with the deceased tenant, who basically can inherit the apartment. In this case, the landlord and the New York City Housing Department took the position that Ellen didn't live in the apartment with her mother, and an administrative hearing officer agreed, using as evidence her sworn testimony on People's Court, where she stated that she frequently visited her mother on weekends. The hearing officer concluded if she'd been living with her mother, she wouldn't just be visiting on weekends. But the court ruled it was arbitrary and irrational for the hearing officer to have depended on testimony given in People's Court. That People's Court is a TV show, the objective of which is to entertain the audience, and oaths don't matter. So Ellen is home free. As for People's Court, there's people, but no court. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.